In November of 2023, the Swell Pod took a 10-day journey across 5 states, traveling 3,580 miles with one challenge in mind.
And that challenge was to interview 100 pleasantly rebellious humans to uncover deep truths about what it takes to create something that has never existed before, challenge the status quo, maybe even change the world.
This is the Kiln Road Trip, created and produced by The Swell Pod.
In partnership with Kiln, Moterra Camper Vans, and sponsored by Taurus.
I'm Spencer McEwen.
And I'm Josh Taylor, and together we're the co-hosts of The Swell Pod and your guides on the Kiln Road Trip. Follow along on the journey.
Be sure to subscribe to the podcast, follow The Swell Pod on social media, and subscribe to your YouTube channel at, you guessed it, The Swell Pod.
This is interview 37 of the Kiln Road Trip, and today we're at Kiln Provo talking with Ty Cottle. Ty is actually a video producer at Kiln, and in addition to being a filmmaker, he's also a tech enthusiast, a YouTuber, and makes custom keyboards in his spare time. Ty was actually really instrumental in capturing a lot of the video footage that you've seen of the Kiln Road Trip so far. This interview is also a little bit different, as Spencer McEwen, the co-host, was busy wrangling additional interviews and completing some logistical stuff. As you can imagine, 100 interviews in 10 days, insanely difficult. So unfortunately, no Spencer for this episode, but it is me and Ty, super intimate. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoy. Welcome to the Swell Pod for the Kiln Road Trip. You are one of the 100.
I'm one of the 100 now.
Yeah. If you can, just introduce yourself and tell us what you do.
My name is Ty Cottle. I'm a part-time student right now, going to be full-time, part-time influencer, if you want to call that.
Love it.
And then also just work part-time for Kiln as their videographer.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
So Ty has been a huge help, helping us produce content, video, for the Swell Pod and the Kiln Road Trip. It's been a pleasure working with you. You know, I think you've been doing an incredible job.
It's been awesome. Yeah. It's been really fun. It's been easy, to be honest. It's been pretty easy. It's really, really chill here. So
definitely made our lives easier. I'm also super jealous of your camera. I know I've told you like 10 times already.
I love talking about it, so I don't ever buy it.
Yeah.
I think it's the best.
Oh, 100%. The best camera you can get right now without spending like $30,000.
Oh, yeah. You know? Totally.
So, yeah.
It's so great.
So we just found out that not only do you, you know, shoot awesome video and you work for obviously, you know, Kiln and you're a student, but yeah, you're somewhat of an influencer, somewhat of an incredible content producer for social media and YouTube. So if you could just tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So let me readjust this. I make mechanical keyboard content for mostly TikTok, a lot of YouTube. I'm really trying to push it on the YouTube because the monetization there is much better.
Are you monetized now?
I am monetized.
Yeah, okay.
And then also I do a little bit of Instagram. For some reason, I've had a hard time growing on Instagram.
Hmm.
Some of the other people I know that have kind of grown with me, they do better on Instagram. I do worse on Instagram, but I do a lot better on YouTube, and they don't do very well on YouTube. It's sort of weird. I haven't quite figured out what that is. I just think it's an audience difference. But on TikTok, we all do great on TikTok. There's just enough people on TikTok, so.
That everybody just does well?
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm sure your content's pretty insane too. But so before we dive into it, so what are the channels? What are your handles?
It's just Ty Cottle on everything.
Cottle, spell it for me.
Cottle.
Okay.
And then just Ty.
On everything.
On everything. Pretty much same logo.
Yeah.
You won't really miss it. I don't think there's anyone trying to fake me, so. Probably find it pretty easily. Yeah.
And just run through your numbers right now, like your subscribers and followers, if you can.
Currently on YouTube, I got about 14K. And then Instagram, I have something like 1,000. And then on TikTok, I got, I think, 110,000 followers.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome.
That's what I'm sitting at right now.
So mechanical keyboards, and you do tech reviews.
Mm-hmm.
How did you find yourself in that niche?
Completely on accident. So I don't watch TikTok at all, but I've always been into the mechanical keyboard hobby. And I decided to make a couple TikToks just for fun during the summer, a couple like last year, probably almost 2 years now.
Yeah.
And I honestly, it's really fun to just make a video and then upload it and see how well it does and be okay. Like what if we like made the intro here?
Hmm.
Like what if we added this hook, then like left out the sound of the keyboard to the very end?
Yeah.
Or something like that, just like try and get the best audience. And so I honestly, me and my friend would just digest a couple of these videos that I've made because it's super easy to make shorts.
Yeah.
We just make them over and over again. I think one time we had one video that we uploaded six times, just edited in six different ways.
Yeah.
And one of them did really well. And then honestly, from there, I just like accidentally blew up on TikTok. I didn't even watch TikTok. I'd upload them and then just delete the app.
What was the video that blew up, or was it just a collective, like the collection of all the videos?
It was just one that blew up. Mm. All of them did okay. We had a couple that do better. That kind of helped us figure out, well, helped me figure out. He would just help digest them with me, but
yeah,
help me figure out what did well. And the one that blew up was kind of just a combination of that, but also something I didn't notice. It was a longer video. And one of the things I was trying to do was when you're talking about keyboards, each of them have different sounds. And I was like, what if we just made like a really stupid name for one of these sounds?
Okay.
So people in the keyboard community say, you know, high-pitched keyboards are called clacky.
Okay.
That's the sound. It's clacky. And then low-pitched is thocky.
Okay.
Right? So I was like, what if we did this keyboard kind of sounds like poppy and thocky. So I called it Thwompy.
Uh-huh.
The stupidest name ever.
I actually really like it. That word has a strong sound to
it's
me
a
already.
Thwomp.
Yeah.
That's what the keyboard sounded like. Yeah. And I was like, okay. So I started the video saying, this is my thwompiest keyboard I've ever made. But then I went through of the whole, like how I made the board. Cause I build these boards.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have no idea what that was. And then I waited to say for the sound to the very end of the video.
Mm.
So I almost have a guaranteed 100%
watch rate.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that one blew up, got like 2 million views.
That's cool.
Which was crazy for me at the time. I was like, what the heck? And then from there, if you don't know anything about TikTok, if you get one view that does well, all your videos will grow.
Yeah.
They all do well.
Yeah.
So I kind of followed that formula over and over again. It worked really well.
Yeah.
And I'm still kind of doing that formula to this day. But that one formula and calling boards funny names.
Yeah.
I ended up doing Creamy, which of course is like a little bit.
That one feels weird to me.
Feels weird. Yeah. And that was the reason I kind of dove into how weird it was and how goofy it was. Like,
yeah,
it's a stupid way of calling a keyboard that name.
Yeah.
But they do really well. So I did a couple of those videos. I did one video where I showed off my whole collection of boards, which I had 25 boards at the time.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch that.
And that video has like, tonight, I think 18 million views right now.
What?
One, I think it's one of the highest on, if you just search up keyboard, it's like one of the first that'll show up currently, so.
And is there like I'll know when I watch the videos, but is there an ASMR component to these?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Which I don't really care that much for ASMR.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of people that love it.
Yeah, but I imagine with mechanical keyboards.
We hadn't really broke, like the whole keyboard community, it always had an ASMR element, but on TikTok and stuff, we hadn't really quite broken into it.
Mm.
But I feel like after like me and a couple other newer creators sort of broke into that area, we just had a whole new wave of audience that's not, you know, like like tech enthusiasts. Now it's just general people.
Yeah.
And that was one of the things we did to make all the views for everyone go up on keyboard TikTok.
Yeah, there you go. Helping out the community.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Yeah, it's insane. And so for your YouTube, that's obviously a different format than what you're doing for TikTok. Can you explain what you do on YouTube?
So actually the YouTube ones are pretty much just the same videos.
But oh, is it?
I do full length reviews of boards.
Okay.
And
so you're doing like YouTube shorts?
Oh yeah.
With your TikTok
videos.
Okay,
I just re-upload them over. They do great on both those except for Instagram.
Right. That's so interesting.
Yeah, and there's a couple other creators that I've grown with, and they're one of them is larger than me, and I've asked him like, "Hey, what do you do on Instagram to do better?" And he's like, "You know, I don't know. I do horrible on YouTube, but you do great on YouTube, and I do great on Instagram, and you don't do great on Instagram. I don't know. It's just like an audience thing, I think."
Yeah.
And our videos are slightly different, but
are they?
I love him. He's cool.
Do you build them in your videos or do you build them before? Yeah.
I build them in my videos. I used to build and sell them.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like a little business. And then I started getting paid more to just review them.
Mm-hmm.
So then I stopped building them because it wasn't worth it anymore.
Yeah.
But that was one of the things that drew people in was you can build a keyboard.
Yeah.
Why would you ever want to build a keyboard? Why does this keyboard cost $300?
Yeah.
Then people would get into the hobby and be like, oh, it's like pretty much an enthusiast car.
Yeah. So what got you into keyboards in the first place? Was it you know your video work, video editing, or do you game?
I do gaming.
Yeah.
I also just kind of liked, you know, high end enthusiast tech. I've always been a tech guy.
Got it.
And I feel like everyone that gets into tech,
I can tell based off of your camera again. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. But
totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
That got me into it, and then I decided just to make a couple videos for fun, and obviously decided to test the waters of that. So it kind of was an accident. To this day, I still do not have the TikTok app.
Hmm.
I just upload through my computer.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's probably actually smart.
I I hate it. I just get sucked into reels and stuff. I don't have Instagram either.
Nice.
I don't have YouTube because of shorts.
Yeah.
But I figured a loop. If you get the Google app and then just watch YouTube on there, the shorts are really horrible. You can't swipe on them very well. They kind of like lag out.
Yeah.
That's the best way I figured it out.
Okay. So I might have to try that.
Yeah.
So are you testing anything right now with your content?
Yeah. So I've been doing keyboards for a long time and I've kind of gotten a little bored of them.
Yeah.
And so right now I've, all the brands I've been working with, I'm like, hey, I'm taking a break for a couple of months and I'm going to do some camera stuff. I want to do some like cinematography videos, which I've done in the past, before I did keyboard stuff, but I think I want to try it again.
See how it works.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. That's awesome. And so we ask this to all of the people that come on the podcast, you know, the question. Actually, you know what? Let me take a step back. I want to ask you about Kiln. So you work, you know, you work at Kiln. Mm-hmm. I'd love to know your thoughts on Kiln.
I love Kiln.
Yeah.
I think it goes right into that same thing where I like enthusiast tech. Mm. It's an enthusiast workspace, in my opinion. Like, yeah. Everything about it is so detailed and so cool. Something, you know, when you go into like any luxury vehicle and you're like, this is sweet. Mm. Like, even though you would never use some of this little things or like these little like details. It's like the details. So cool.
Yeah.
I just enjoy it. And so, yeah, I don't know. I just decided to sign up for one of their internships and it's pretty much just became a full job now. So.
That's awesome.
Before we get into the rest of the episode, we want to thank the partners and sponsors who made the Kiln Road Trip possible. The Kiln Road Trip is brought to you by Kiln. Kiln is a boutique co-working and flex office community with 13 locations in 6 states across the West, dedicated to providing innovative workspaces that empower your team to thrive. Whether you're a solo visionary or an enterprise-level team of up to 100, Kiln transcends being merely a place to work. It's a hub for learning and connecting with like-minded professionals that will make you and your team love where you work.
And if you haven't stepped foot inside a kiln yet, you really need to. On this road trip, we visited every single location, and trust us when we say, once you see these beautifully designed spaces, meet the talented team, and connect with fellow members, you won't want to work anywhere else.
Locations include Utah, Colorado, Idaho, Oregon, California, and Arizona. And they're growing too, with multiple locations set to open in 2024.
Yeah, so be sure to check out the Kiln locations nearest you by booking a tour at kiln.com and answer Swell in the question, how did you hear about us? Once you complete the tour, you'll be entered into a competition where you could win a 1-year membership, their club membership at Kiln.
Yep, you heard that. That's kiln.com. Book a tour and be sure to mention Swell in the question, how did you hear about us?
The Kiln Road Trip is also brought to you by Motera Campervans, a luxury campervan rental company for iconic road trips. Their top-of-the-line vans are available at 7 locations located near America's best outdoor adventure destinations. They have consistently earned the highest customer ratings in the industry, making Motera Campervans your gateway to adventure without sacrificing on comfort or service.
That's true, and initially we wanted to take this journey in a 1960s VW bus, but thankfully we found Motera instead. With 3 van options, we took the Pop Top Classic, which sleeps 4 and is best for those who want to maximize floor space and storage. This was critical for us because it needed to sleep the entire crew, we needed space to edit, and we were traveling with large amounts of equipment, luggage, and, you know, other goodies that we picked up along the way.
And this van took us through all 3,580 miles of the trip, super comfortable and sweet to drive.
And actually, Motera offers fully planned itineraries if you'd rather leave the planning to someone else.
Visit gomotera.com/swell. That's gomotera.com/swell.
This episode is also brought to you by Taurus. Taurus is leading the charge in home energy storage. Taurus makes it easy to achieve energy independence and a greener tomorrow. The Taurus Station provides everything you need to generate clean power, efficiently store electricity, and easily manage your energy use.
And installing a Taurus Station offers plenty of benefits, including save money on your electricity bill.
Also, ensure energy security with backup power during outages.
Reduce carbon emissions with renewables.
You can also automate EV charging and HVAC systems with 100% renewables.
And enjoy unrivaled system monitoring and support.
If you like the sound of those benefits, get a quote to build your Taurus station in less than 30 seconds. Super easy at Taurus.co. That's Taurus.co. Now, Let's get back to the episode.
Very cool. All right, the last question, then we'll let you go. I appreciate you doing this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What does it take to take an idea and create a movement or create something that never existed before?
I think I'm going to answer this some different than all the tech people, since I'm just like sort of a solo filmmaker influencer. I feel like it's just finding the right motivation to do it. That's the hardest thing I have is I come up with a lot of ideas, but I don't follow through with them. And there's been some times in my life where I've been really motivated to do things, and sometimes I haven't been. So whatever you can do to get yourself into the mindset of just being motivated to actually follow through with your ideas is the main thing. I know so many people that come up with ideas and they come up with these things, and the second it gets hard, they just stop.
They sit on it.
So whatever
or let
you
it do go.
To keep that motivation going through the hard parts, or even just like grow something that's going to take a long time, just whatever that motivation is, you just got to hold on to it.
Yeah. Can I ask, what's your motivation?
Dude, to this day, I'm still trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Sometimes,
and it probably changes every once in a while.
Sometimes it's like, I like making these videos because of the cinematography I do in it. All of them are filmed on cameras. None of them are filmed on iPhones.
Good. Yeah.
It's like nice tech.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like getting new tech gets me excited. I'll make like a whole video off of just using that piece of tech, that new piece. Sometimes it's all just got to make this video because I have deadlines and I don't know. It's really difficult. I have a hard time with like keeping motivation to get videos out. So.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. I'm super pumped to watch, you know, I'll probably binge watch a ton of your content tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. I'm excited. Love keyboards too. Never really made the commitment to purchase like an expensive keyboard.
Oh, yeah.
But I think
they're not for everybody.
Yeah.
Not one bit.
I really like how they feel. I mean, it's something different. But yeah, man, really appreciate you, you know, even jumping in here. Being on the podcast, really appreciate you helping behind the scenes. It's been great working with you. It's been hugely helpful.
It's been awesome to work with you guys too.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of The Kiln Road Trip. Be sure to follow along on the rest of the journey. And you can do that in two ways. One, subscribe to the podcast, whether you're listening on Apple, Spotify, or maybe even watching on YouTube. And follow along on all of our social media platforms, whether you're on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or TikTok, @TheSwellPod. Thanks again, and we'll see you in the next episode.